This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
I told you, you dumb bitch!
I can squirt Orson. Yes.
Take off your shirt and throw
Take
me.
Take off your shorts and dunk me.
It's over! Hold on, everybody! Here's the situation.
We think.
I'm coming hard. I came hard today. Black, please. Thank you. Black, don't.
You freaking bitch.
You freaking bitch!
This son of a bitch.
He's gonna go get him one of those Milwaukee butter hugs.
I'm gonna shove a burrito in my ass.
Bye, bitch. She's a grade A bitch. Nice to have you along for our club hour tonight on a Monday. Hello.
That new Joey drop really gets me. I like
you
that one.
You freaking bitch.
Boy, he went hard at that one. Committed to the bit.
The story was a really good one, too. The story behind that drop.
Well, I don't know about you, but... Well, maybe I do know about you. Because you've talked about it. But for a lot of our listeners, you know, the television watching situation in your house with your wife is it's a peculiar one. We all do it a little differently.
It's a delicate dance.
It sure is. Because I think we all have to deal with the, well, let's watch something together bit.
Sure. And then there are various parameters or guideposts for that, like how much time do we have, how tired are we, how fast moving is it funny? There's all those things that go into it.
I don't really know why it's so important for us to watch things together. Because in the pantheon of things that qualify as time spent together, I wouldn't think that watching a show together would be a part of that. But for a lot of women, it is.
I think for a lot of people, it is.
And you know what I'm saying?
And I think it's not... that it's because it's that great of an activity to bond over, even though you can, discussing the show, the plots, like laughing together can be good. I think that it's also an element of, well, we want to spend time together, but we also both want to watch a TV show, so why don't we find something we both like so that we can do that? Otherwise, it's just the depressing reality of us each watching a show on our own TVs in a different room and not being... together.
I view that a little differently. Why is that depressing when you want to watch separate shows?
Well, no. Let me unwind this a little bit. It's not to say that watching two separate shows at separate times is depressing, but for the people who want to watch a show with their significant other, I think it's because they want to spend time together. And that is a way to spend time together, yeah. Even though it may not be the highest quality of spending
well,
time.
Well, okay,
together.
Bingo, you hit it. So that's why I go back to, I don't really get why that is considered quality time when you're not, you are together physically, but you're not doing anything.
Shared experience.
You're not talking. You're not.
It's the lowest form of shared experience.
Well, I'm just saying, I don't think
it's good. I don't think it's necessarily
I'm
good.
I'm just saying that my wife drives a hard bargain. You know, you got to spend time. You got to. Let's do this. We're a married couple. We're a team.
Right. I'm not just coming home and turning on the TV, watching a show that I want by myself.
So I'm just really surprised that watching a show with her actually qualifies as quality time. I mean, I'll take it. I'll check that box.
Sure. But you're like,
but to me, it's not.
We could be conversing.
Yeah,
we could
let's go have a drink together.
Yeah, go
let's
out go have a drink.
On a walk together and talk or something. You know what I mean?
Like, play a card game.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
The little cribbage going.
Exactly. But to her, it counts. So I'm like, okay. So every once in a while, you gotta watch a show together. Well, our show together most recently was Mobland, and that ended.
Which I still haven't seen, and I've heard is fantastic.
Oh, you gotta watch that. And then we also had My Friends and Neighbors, which she pretended like she didn't watch. And I don't know if this counts either. Does this count in your house where she says she's not really watching it? Like, she announces that she's not watching it, but yet she, even though she's reading, she follows everything and then asks questions about it?
That I don't experience that. Like, if I'm watching something and my wife isn't interested, she will just leave the room and go do her own thing. Like, I don't think she wants to do what she's doing while also half consuming my show. It's like she's not interested for her. So we don't have that. Over there are times that, like, she'll walk in and I'm watching something and she'll be like, oh, maybe I'll give that a look, and then she'll catch up and we'll end up watching it together. But it's rarely the, no, I'm not watching this with you, but yet I am. We don't really do that.
My wife does that whole bit where she's like, oh, I don't want to watch that. I'm just going to read. And then she watches every bit of it. And she actually has this superpower where she can read and watch and follow everything better than I can.
My brain does not work that way.
I'm only watching it. It's weird. Anyway, last night, Sunday night, usually when we sit down and watch Mobland, or actually we lay in the bed and watch Mobland, she was like, what are we going to watch? And I'm like, well, there really wasn't anything jumping off the page. So she's like, well, I'm just going to read. And that's my cue to very carefully select something that I want to watch, but I also think maybe she will watch because I know she will be watching out of the, you know, she'll be paying attention to it.
That's the scenario in which this came up for us, this same show.
Yeah, see?
Because we were all at the coast together. We were in a shared living room.
Ah.
And my wife said she didn't really care what we put on.
How many people were in the living room?
Four.
Okay.
It was the kids had gone to bed. It was me and my wife, and then my mom and my stepdad.
Okay.
And
well, that's a tough choice there.
And so, and my mom said she didn't care and really doesn't care, and my stepdad was like, he'd been watching golf, he's like, whatever everybody else wants is fine now. And I had seen this pop up and I thought, you know, I bet this hits with the entire room to a degree. It probably wouldn't even be my first choice, but I bet this is okay with everyone else, and everyone else liked it.
They liked it?
With different degrees, but yes, my wife wanted to watch another episode.
Okay.
Everyone laughed in the first one. So, you know.
There's some funny moments. Okay, so same thing happened at our house where I chose this show because it's about golf. And it's a new show on Apple TV called Stick. And it stars Owen Wilson. And if you have Apple TV, I don't know how you could not know the show exists because they advertise it everywhere. So, since it's about golf, I'm like, well, I'll turn this on. But then I'm also thinking, well, maybe she'll like it. Because, you know, Owen Wilson, and it's supposed to be a comedy.
His Owen Wilson's superpower is just being likable for everybody.
He's just Owen Wilson.
It's easy to just be like, oh, yeah, he's a feel-good guy.
And he's the same guy in every show, and he's the same guy in this show.
Yep.
And he plays this, he plays an old pro golfer who won the Masters, but then melted down, and his meltdown was caught on YouTube, caught on video, and everybody knows him as this joke and disgrace. And he doesn't have any money, and he now sells golf clubs at some crappy golf tech store.
Yeah, he's at a golf retailer and also giving lessons on the side.
Yeah.
The price is right.
And he discovers this kid at the range who's who's amazing, but he's 14 and he doesn't want to play anymore, but he's amazing and he doesn't know how amazing he is. And anyway, he takes him under his wing, and that's the show. Listen, the show is not very good.
It's kind of a Disney script.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
very
just...
Disney. You know what I had the feeling of? I feel like, and I should give it more credit, it's not that it's horrible. It's just, it's a basic show. It had the feel like they wanted to create the Ted Lasso of golf.
I can see that.
It's very Ted Lasso-y because I don't know how you think about Ted Lasso or what you think about Ted Lasso, but I thought Ted Lasso, because I didn't watch Ted Lasso until after everybody else did and he was this big thing everybody was talking about. I didn't think Ted Lasso was that great. And I know I'm going to get drawn and quartered for that.
I've been in similar situations where I didn't think the thing that everybody hyped maybe earned it to that degree. Not to say it wasn't good, but I see what you're saying on Lasso, though. Definitely.
And Owen Wilson's character is like Ted Lasso. He's very positive. He's a dreamer. He's like, he's been through a lot.
Even though like his life is kind of in the toilet, he still somehow is a little bit of a glass half full guy. And like, he still believes that, you know, his break might be coming with something or whatever. And
he's lovable.
He is lovable, but he's also he's a little bit of a lovable loser.
Yeah, and his ex-wife is like, oh, God, you're an idiot, but I love you. And anyway, it is a little Ted Lasso-y. It is not that great of a show, but as a golfer, I will watch every second of that show.
And apparently there are cameos coming, too.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, like I think really? We're going to get tour people and former legends of the game and stuff like that.
Like, did you think it was even remotely funny?
Because
it's supposed to be a comedy.
Yeah, I felt like it was funny in the way that, like, Owen Wilson movies are funny, you know? Like, I don't know. Like, it wasn't edgy. It wasn't crass. This is where it hits the Lasso note, is it's feel-good funny. It's like situational humor that's kind of like, oh, isn't that funny that happened to... Like, I don't know. Like, it's
kind of lowest common denominator.
It's trying to kind of pull on the heartstrings and the predictable plot lines a little bit. I think some of the stuff that you can see coming a mile away. But it's about golf. And
Marc Maron plays his old caddy.
That might have been...
And he's great.
I don't know how far you got into it. That was probably my favorite... bit of the first three episode run was involved Marc Maron. So
I think I fell asleep.
My wife fell asleep in the second episode, but then got back up. So
yeah, my wife I don't think liked it, but again, she'll watch it. But what a great choice for the four of you and you. I mean, that's perfectly wholesome for a coastal getaway where you got to be kind of.
Yeah, I think we basically watched two episodes. A couple people fell asleep at the end of the second, and then we watched the third last
But night. I think the thing about Ted Lasso was he came along during COVID. And we were all very... And there was a lot going on at that time. We were all very scared and very... We didn't know what was happening. And you had all the political stuff. And you just... It was a very wild time. And I think a very negative time. And I think everybody was kind of on edge needing... Like, Ted Lasso was kind of the positive figure that came along at the right time, this is just my thing about him in that show. It's, and if you haven't seen Ted Lasso, it's Jason Sudeikis. Plays a soccer coach, American, knows nothing about soccer, and just is motivational and feel good and fun and funny. But he came along at the right time, and I'm not sure that this is coming along at the right time when we're all jaded and downtrodden.
Yeah, you know? And I don't think...
I don't know.
I'm not sure. Obviously, we don't know how this is supposed to play out yet. I don't know that it's supposed to be maybe quite as motivational as the Lasso stuff was, but I definitely think there's inevitably going to be some sort of... or a number of attempted feel-good elements to it. That's very clear.
Very clear. So it's called Stick. It's on Apple TV. Owen Wilson. It's about golf.
And the best summary, and I think the best line of the show so far was he's talking about coaching this kid, and he's kind of trying to talk to his like his former caddy and his ex-wife about it, and like why, and because nobody understands why he's trying to do this. And he says, because I want to give something back. And they kind of look at him and he goes, because I don't want my most famous moment to be the meltdown I had on YouTube. And basically he's like, I got to exercise this demon I've got and it's going to come over here. So.
Yeah. All right. I guess the thing I like about it as a golfer.
The kid's swing is decent?
He does actually have a good swing.
Because that's often my biggest gripe with any sports show.
Yes.
Is they don't do the sports part justice. Right. It looks hacky and
Hollywood.
He's got
a good swing.
He actually doesn't take the swing and then they do the sound effect and they zoom the ball and you're like, there's no way he would have done that.
Right.
Like it's good.
No, his swing is good, but they do the cheesy sound effects like whoosh. Like he hits.
I think that was inspired by the Happy Gilmore reboot with him, like with all those drives and
What was I telling you? What was I saying? Where was I?
What you liked about that show?
Oh, as a golfer, I do. There's something oddly satisfying about laying there, and it sort of explaining the mind f that is golf to my wife, who I have a really hard time explaining that to.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like the way they put it in that show. It's perfect, and she's having some aha moments about what a mind F golf really is, which I try to tell her all the time, but she doesn't really believe me. And so I love that. That's oddly satisfying that people are getting a glimpse into really how mental that game is.
I do love that when a show on a subject matter actually enlightens people or brings them into, okay, you've seen this a million times before, but why is it hard? Why is it different? Why does it mess with people? Why does it keep people coming back? Like that, and the way that some of the conversations he has with the caddy about ways to approach things and stuff, I think to the layperson, that's not even a part of the game that they've even considered. And so shining a light on that is good.
All right. Give it a watch. It's called
Stick. Or don't.
Or don't, yeah. You're not missing a whole lot, but if you love golf, I think it'll rope you in. And Owen Wilson's always good.
It won't. I don't think it's going to be bad.
It's not horrible. It's like, just, it's very Ted Lasso-y.
Yeah.
It's just, it's safe. You can watch it with the whole family if you'd like. It's called Stick. It's on Apple TV. All right, we'll check in on Sydney Sweeney's bathwater soap. How's it doing? Great. Next on The Fan. I'd just like to point out my Murray State Racers are leading your Duke Blue Devils. 5-3 in the
Duke Blue Devils.
I think they are your.
No, they're. I told you, only one of us has a bet on Murray State winning this series, and it's me.
Right. Well, our
Murray
State Racers are leading.
Jeff Baton Rouge, Jeff Durham's Blue Devils.
Yeah.
They are his Blue Devils, right?
Yeah, he likes Duke. His dad was a professor at Duke.
It's always fun, though, because Jeff had alliances to Ohio State, Duke, and Texas.
Yeah, it's very suspect.
That's like the Lakers, Cowboys, Yankees trifecta, but all for college.
Yep. Yeah. Well, he grew up out.
And to be fair, he has legitimate ties to all of them. There's reasons why.
He does have legitimate ties to all three, but you're right.
But boy, you could conveniently fall into a championship any year doing that.
Well, I just feel like I feel like Duke should be his one, not Texas and Ohio State. Because Texas and Ohio State, he worked in those markets, I think.
Yeah.
And that would be like you going to, I don't know, Tampa Bay and becoming a huge Rays fan. No, you're a Giants fan.
Yeah.
So you can't.
Or like the Warriors were always my team, but now I'm a Blazers guy. I mean,
yeah,
not.
Yeah, you can't.
I mean,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, okay. There's a better example. Although I had to bring Tampa into this, but yes, that's right. And so he kept moving around with jobs and falling in love with. Yeah, you can't do that. If Iowa State sucked and Texas sucked, he wouldn't be famous.
I mean, in Texas, he took the city's name for his last name, right?
He sure did.
Yeah,
Jeff Austin. Well, anyway, Murray State up 5-3 in the eighth.
What's going on with Sid?
Well, she's got that bathwater soap out there, you know. And apparently they undersold it because she made. So, Sydney Sweeney, big jugs.
Yeah, big jugs. Popular with the young bros.
You thought I was going to say big actress.
Big actress? No,
actress.
I'm insane. Sure. I thought you were going to say, like, viral hot or something like that, but I just
big
wasn't
jugs.
Prepared for big jugs.
Well, that's what she's known for. She knows that. Sid Sweeney. Anyway, they
like some Bavarian milkers.
We talked about this a week or so ago, where she was going to put together a Because all the creeps ask her for her bathwater.
And the inception of this was actually that she was just doing, I want to say it was a Super Bowl ad, but she was a spokesperson for the company that was already making soap, this Dr. Squatch or whatever it was. And when people saw her in there, the internet joke became, I'd pay for that bathwater. Because she was already, and then the company was like, oh, well, would you?
And then they made soap. Yeah, so she had bathwater in the soap that they made.
So they kept that bathwater.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they put it in the soap.
So they sold 5,000 bars. So updating you, they sold 5,000 bars of her bathwater soap, and they sold them for $8 each. According to Darren Revell, they sold out in seconds.
Yeah, one of those, as soon as they go live, they're gone.
Which is not shocking.
No. 5,000's not a lot for horny internet.
Exactly. So they made 40 G's, if my math is correct, right?
I would think so.
I don't know if there's an easier way to make 40 G's in a matter
Probably
of seconds.
Probably not.
But maybe a sports bet?
Yeah.
Or something? Maybe. You know? But now, so Revell said that they are now selling on the secondary market for over $250 each.
Sounds like Dr. Squatch got their pricing a little wrong.
Yeah, so they've created, well, you know, the whole thing of scarcity, the, you know, that drives up the price. But still, I mean, why did they not make 100,000 of those?
Or why did they not charge way more for the limited edition 5,000 bars?
Right. Or make
if you're gonna if you're going to the demand is clearly there if you're going to sell out in seconds, and the demand from a quantity standpoint, and it's there from a value standpoint because people are buying it on a secondary market for much, much, much more money.
Well, don't you think that if she really wanted to, she could get rich off of? Well, she probably already has a bunch of money, but you know what I'm saying? Like,
this could be
it for her.
This could be a reliable income stream.
Yes.
Yes.
And all you have to do is bathe.
It's kind of like it's a roundabout indirect OnlyFans kind of a thing. It's you're selling a personal connection to someone who you're aware of, and it's not porn, and it's not even like a sexual act, but it's like people who are horny want that connection.
Creepy.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
What a phenomenon.
You know, it really is.
I mean, I can't.
It really is. Never would have
imagined the mental gymnastics involved in. Well, I have to pay $250 for this bar of soap because this woman who's hot sat in this water once, and they used some of that water for the soap. That's insane.
Yeah, it's one thing to pay $8 for it.
Yeah.
It's another to pay over, and I think he said like
$8
some people
it's a gimmick, it's a bit. It's like, hey, I got the Sydney Sweeney soap. $250, you have some explaining to do.
Well, he said some people were paying over $400.
Jeez.
For that.
And now do they think that's a collector's item, or do they just want to use it on their...
Good question. My brain goes to the fact that they're... Creepo pervo.
So does that mean they want it to last? Do they just like smell it at night, or like, or are they using it?
I think they use it and bad things happen.
And then you got to go get another $250 or $400 bar.
No, man, I would so do that if people were requesting that of me.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm all over that.
Gwyneth Paltrow kind of went down that road, right? With like. Here's a candle that smells like my vagina, or whatever
she was doing. Goop.
Yeah.
She did the whole goop thing. Yeah, no, it's true. Like, that's
Sydney
what I'm saying.
Sydney should just be selling her essence.
Yes. That's right. She can make
whatever
a
way
mint
she can.
Off of it. Gwyneth, you're right. She wouldn't be the first. Gwyneth Paltrow's made a mint off of it. And I think she shut goop down.
And she's not nearly as popular as Sydney Sweeney, at least with the young horny dudes.
Well.
Gwyneth Paltrow? No way.
I think at one time she was.
I think one time she was. At the time she started selling goop, I don't think she's bigger than Sydney Sweeney is now, as far as, she's a bigger actress, bigger name, but I don't think Horny Dude was in love with Gwyneth Paltrow the way that they are with Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah. Well, if goop were still around, maybe Gwyneth Paltrow would put Sydney Sweeney's bathwater soap in her
Bring her in as
collection.
A partner.
If you were rich, would you join this club? That's next. Here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Okay, first of all, you were talking about Roman Anthony, the Red Sox
21-year-old
star.
Yep.
Star. He's a prospect. Got the call
the
today.
Top prospect in all of baseball. Yeah. Baseball America.
Yeah, they've been waiting on him there because he's been raking in the minors. I just tuned in to the Red Sox game, and he was up. Boy, he looks nothing like I thought Roman Anthony would look like. And I don't know why.
What did you think he was going to look like? Yeah, or what did he look like?
Roman Anthony, I thought maybe he would be more of a, not Caucasian.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But he's a white guy. He looks like left-handed Matt Chapman.
Yeah, that's a good call.
And that threw me off.
Yeah. I don't know why. There was a high, he hit like a grand slam in the minors a couple days ago. And I don't know if he was just like, I don't know what it was. I thought he was a black guy.
I know.
And then I saw that he got the call. I'm like, well, that's...
Wait, that's Roman Anthony?
That's not the guy I thought I saw the other night, but...
Are we racist?
No, I doubt it.
Nah. Yeah, maybe, but probably not.
My mom is adorably racist.
I was going for that same drop, and my hotkeys page was not on, so thank you.
Beat you.
Boy!
What? So, there's a new club opening in Washington, D.C. I'm moving more into the whites. Well, you want to talk about exclusive white people things, this next story. I read that it's the brainchild of one Don Trump Jr.
Ah, nice.
And he has been teasing the idea that he and some business partners were going to open up a club called Executive Branch in D.C.
Okay.
And it would cost you $500,000 just to join it.
Okay. Membership fee.
And a lot of people have been like, well, what?
What are the perks?
Yeah, what is this? What are we doing? And nobody really knew anything until...
Do they have a golf course?
Recently. No, it's in the city. They have a building, and it's this fancy, you know, mahogany.
Are the drinks free?
What?
Are the drinks free?
Well, no.
500 grand to get in, they better be.
You think the Trumps are going to give you free drinks?
I don't think the Trumps are going to give you free anything.
Exactly. So for a long time, they didn't really have any answers as to what this would be, but now we're getting a better look at what Executive Branch is going to be because it's going to open later this month. And so this says And this is some guy who is Trump Jr.'s business partner. He said, during the 2024 campaign, many of us developed deep friendships and wanted to be able to catch up when our paths crossed in D.C. He says, there aren't a plethora of options that are friendly to Republicans. Examples of that abound, and we needed a space where friends can converse without worrying about their conversation showing up in the press the next day. You know, I mean, look,
I'm sorry. I think you're creating quite the scenario for yourself here.
Well, totally, because if you've ever been to a country club, dude,
you can't find privacy there?
Well, that, and they're all rich white guys. They're all you.
I mean,
that's you.
Also, like, steakhouses, lounges, bars, like, there are places you can go, man. Like, I get there may not necessarily be pro-MAGA meeting places for, I don't know, people who share the same nostalgia for the campaign trail, but that's a whole different ball of wax.
Look, these bros are just trying to get your money.
No way.
Here's what they're saying.
Very successful, very rich.
It will be a health-conscious menu with nods to the Make America Healthy Again movement. Expect beef tallow to be present and seed oils to be absent.
Okay, yeah, sure.
They've hired a chef named Salvatore Buclieri of Carriage House, which is a club in Palm Beach, Florida, to create a menu of American food that will include touches of Mediterranean, think grilled fishes, citrus and olive oil, and Japanese. And they're also planning to hire a sushi chef there.
So this is going to be like cliche elevated white dude food.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
What would you think it is? Soul food?
No, but I also thought, like, just pick if you're Greek and you're Japanese and you're also Maha and, like,
look,
just stop.
I'm guessing if I told you what would Don Jr.'s $500,000 club look like, you would be able to guess all of this.
Yeah, probably.
There will be high-end wines and cocktails, but no cigars. The club will be open at least 6 days a week with a lower-level bar, dining space, and several lounge areas, and a private VIP section and bar on the mezzanine. The decor will be intended to evoke the elegance of a grand mansion.
Now, do we believe there will be enough of a... I can see maybe D.C., I guess, but do we think there's enough of demand for this thing to, like, get off the ground?
Well, that's what I was getting at with this. And I'm not bringing this up for... No matter what your political beliefs are, my bigger question here is it's amazing. It's like people will pay so much for clout. And if they have money, like $500,000, unfortunately, to a lot of people, maybe not a lot of people, but to enough people is nothing, right? So if it's nothing, why not? Like, this was my question is, would you be, if you were filthy rich, your politics aside, is like there was a club for everyone that was like this, and it costs $500,000 just to join, but you're going to be mingling, like this is your ticket to mingle with people who make decisions. This is how you get what you want. Would you join? Again, you're rich.
I mean, it's really layered. So, because here's the thing, it's like, I can think of... I don't know, because it strikes me as the purpose is to be a social club, right? But the way you're painting it, though, is a little bit like you would join this for, like, you know, as means, not means to an end.
Well, that's
end,
what it is.
Yeah, well.
That's what it is. Well, let's call it what it is. It's not a social club.
But the way that it was described, people who could, people could reconnect with each other from the nostalgia they felt.
Yeah, but they're full of crap. What they're saying is.
But they're at least marketing it that way.
You want it. Well, yes, of course. But what this really is you can be in our circles. You just have to pay $500,000. And to be in our circles, it's going to be really cool, and we're going to give you some nice drinks and some good food.
Do you think Donnie Jr. is going to be hanging out there all 6 nights a week?
No, but I think he'll be there. I think he'll be in there.
Well, I think if there are enough people who would drop that money if it meant they could just kind of rub elbows
and
over a beer with him.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Is there, that club exists for no matter who you are. That club is out there if you want it. You'd join. I mean, I wouldn't, but you might.
So if that club were... Again, you have the means,
yeah.
And that club were a bunch of former pro golfers. Would you join it? Like, just talk game and ball, and might maybe your game improves a little bit. Maybe you get some invites to some cool places. Like, I'm trying to think of
That's a good
type
one.
Of the type.
That's
of,
a good one.
Like, what scenario could we create for ourselves?
Right there, the golf thing didn't really it didn't really click with me until you said, "What if it were a club and I were filthy rich anyway? But if I were filthy rich, I could just go play these courses and join them.
Sure, and you'd probably have friends that belonged to them,
right? But let's just, for argument's sake, say that that isn't a thing, and I need to hobnob with the people who could get me on these courses, and I'm really rich. I may pay $500,000 to get in those same rooms.
I'm
I don't
really
know those
rich.
People. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or what if it were like this big sports radio thing where, you know, to get anywhere in the sports radio biz.
Or maybe it was like, if you wanted to book good guests for your shows, you had to pop into this club and grease the wheels and get some contacts and like, oh yeah, I can hook you up with my guy. I think in a couple months he could get you Michael Jordan, you know, and you're like, oh, well, if we could get Michael Jordan on the show, maybe.
Yeah, see. I don't know.
And I'm also having a hard time with the, like, well, the money's no object, the money isn't the point, because I feel like I would just come up with 10 other $500,000 clubs to join instead.
Well, you might.
So.
But if you've got a bunch of money... I mean, look, somebody said... well, I don't want to read that text, but there's you know, like Skull and Bones, the secret society, right? Like, it's a thing. We all know it exists. All Don Jr. is saying is, well, we're kind of outsiders when it comes to that. Come join our secret society.
Yeah,
that's what he's doing.
Yeah, someone says, imagine you join the VIP part of the club and you show up and Kid Rock and the MyPillow guy are there. Those are the execs you paid to get with.
Exactly. Like the real high society secret societies, they're not letting these dopes in there. So they got to make their own. And by the way, profit from you along the way. This says, as for the $500,000 fee, that's for the highest tier of executive branch membership, which will include only some members, many of whom are out-of-towners. These are cheaper memberships that are in the low six figures. There are cheaper memberships that are in the low six figures with annual dues in the four or five figures. Still expensive, but aligned with other clubs of its caliber. Membership is capped around 200 people, and demand has far exceeded that number already. No reporters, not even MAGA-friendly ones, are allowed to join. And phones will be checked at the door. Something tells me that's not true.
Yeah, how are you supposed to get digis?
The phone thing? Yeah, come on.
People bringing their little black books in there? Come on.
Well, if you want a comfortable space in a city full of libs to hang...
Isn't that just it? Isn't it not a city full of libs? Isn't it like...
No, I mean, I think it is.
D.C., it's like...
I think it's pretty liberal, isn't it?
But don't you have quite a bit of Republican representation just because of the various people that have to work for Republican offices and with Republican
maybe.
Parts of government? Like I thought there was like always some semblance of balance politically in D.C. But maybe not.
I don't know. I always think of it as a very liberal city, but maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe I'm just thinking about the Capitol area.
And they will be. There's a picture of the building. It's called the Georgetown Park Building, along Wisconsin Avenue. Look, I don't have that kind of money, but if I did...
You can see where it would be valuable to somebody.
I wanted to wield power.
Many, I guess.
Yeah, just wait till they're out of office. And then it's like, well, now I got to go join another... Whoever the next president, I got to go join their club. All right.
Murray State Racers, three outs away.
Bottom of the ninth.
We're going top nine.
Cooper Flagg play baseball?
Did you see when Duke got eliminated, the first thing he did when he got back to Duke's campus?
No.
Went to the driving range and hit golf balls.
Oh, that a babe.
There's people had photos of him, lonely aww. Cooper Flagg coming out off of his loss, just hitting drives at the Duke golf complex.
Good swing.
I only saw a still frame. So, maybe... He's an athletic guy. I bet it doesn't look bad.
Well, he's got that golfer body. What is he, 6'9"?
Although I need to retract that. There are some great athletes who have just atrocious golf swings. So that just because you're an athlete, there's no promises that you're...
Very true. Oh, here it is right here. Yeah. Look at that. All right, we will wrap it up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, well, very exciting sports tonight. Murray State is leading Duke 5-4 in the ninth inning.
In Durham.
Two outs. Oh, wait, this is the top.
Yeah, this is the top. Yeah. So Murray State's trying to add on.
Yeah.
But now they just got out of it, so it'll be a Duke bottom of the with ninth. Their final three.
Here we go. Walk-off for Duke. I did see Cooper Flagg's golf swing. There is video of it on Insta.
Oh, there is? And?
I mean, you know, not bad.
Okay.
You can tell he doesn't play all that much, but good motion. Good fluid motion. He's got that golfer body, man, like 6'9", lanky, spindly.
That's interesting. So you think, obviously, with longer arms you could generate, and like longer frame, you could generate more whip, I would think, with like a golf club. But does being taller make it harder? Because there's like,
oh, I would think it would. Yeah,
yeah,
I think it would make it harder.
You said golfer's body. Well, I've never thought like super tall and lanky would be a golfer's
body.
Well,
yeah, I just meant skinny and spindly.
I get you.
Not okay. Tall. Yeah. You don't have to be tall, but you know, he's like Gumby. You know.
Yeah. We had a family friend who was. He played college basketball at Bucknell. He was 6'8", and he said if his house was ever in a fire, the first thing he'd take would not be family mementos, but would be his golf clubs,
because
it's impossible to find clubs that fit him properly.
Oh, bet, yeah. Is he a righty?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, see, I'm currently undergoing the plight of a lefty.
Yes.
Because my driver broke.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not undergoing that plight, but just being a lefty sometimes makes the things you want harder to find.
I tell you what, I got to call out TaylorMade. I've had three TaylorMade drivers that have broken.
Really?
Yeah, and not because of operator error. They
putting
just,
you on notice, TaylorMade.
Yeah, TM. And normally what they do is they send you a new one because they don't want you to go buy something else from a different company. So they just like, oh, sorry about that. Here's a new one. Well, they won't do it this time. So, I'm in the market for a driver, but I'm a lefty, so I got a couple tournaments coming up. I can't get a driver that fast, so now what do I do?
You got an old one that you like?
What do I do?
An old reliable?
Well, my old one's in San Diego, so I got to...
You get it shipped? How does that work?
I'm going to try to get it back, but I don't know what I'm going to do. But it would just be nice to have friends that are lefties like, here, borrow this. But I don't.
Well, you have me, and I have a golf club.
What are you hitting? what's your driver?
I mean, it's pretty new. I got a, let's see, it's a Cobra Dark Speed Adapt.
Well, a lot of it's about the shaft, too.
I mean, I could tell you about that.
Don't clip that.
I think I stepped over it, otherwise that would have been a fantastic drop.
Thank you, Black Dome. So, anyway, the plight. What are we doing tomorrow to train for our sprint try?
I don't know that we're going to do a lot. I mean, it's not like I'm...
This carb load?
No. So this isn't such a big event that, like, you have to taper down or, like, you know, whatever. But you just want to be... At this point, I think I've done all the stuff enough to know that I can do it. I didn't do the full run today with the other two full legs because it was just too damn hot. But I felt pretty good on my first mile and a half. And so I'll probably just take it easy most of the rest of the week. I might take another run just for kind of the cardio and respiratory, but I'll mostly just be chilling.
Just going to wait till Saturday and then wake up and get out there and throw on that wetsuit and swim like a seal.
That's right. A little harbor seal.
Bike like Lance. By the way, you know how you blow a 5-4 lead?
By walking the first guy?
By hitting the first guy in the knee.
Dude.
What are you doing?
This is where college baseball like turns into college basketball. It's like March Madness game, last 2 minutes, and suddenly teams stop being able to break the press.
Yeah.
You know, you're just like...
A guy can't throw a strike.
This kid's so terrified of grooving one that ends up being a game-tying home run that he just plunks the guy. Everyone's gripping. The kids are too nervous. It's great. Great theater.
You know what other... It really is great theater. But you know what the other thing that is glaringly bad in college baseball? And again, glaringly bad. These guys are in college, okay? They're not professionals. Most of them won't be. So we're spoiled by watching a lot of Major League Baseball. Mm-hmm. But it's base running.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Base running is atrocious in college baseball. Mm-hmm. One out. Here we go.
Yeah, you know what's crazy? And I noticed this the other day. There are so many dudes out there that have the pitching communications. Like, all the infielders. Like, the first baseman has a little earpiece. He knows what's coming. Like, I've initially thought, okay, this is just going to be a coach, catcher, and pitcher thing. It's becoming way bigger than that. I'm like, are these kids just sitting around there as baseball robots just being told what to do and where to go in every play? And when they have to think for themselves, it's just a panic?
Yeah. That's kind of weird, isn't it?
Now, I don't know that that's for sure the case, but, you know, you're like, well, whenever all the decisions are already made for you and you're wearing a freaking microphone in your ear.
Oh, there's the music. So sad.
Our Oilers in trouble.
What's the score?
4-1 Panthers.
What?
Yeah.
What?
What the hell is going on? I think we're going to stop. It's called sports.
What?
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 All right, everybody have a great night, okay?
You freaking bitch.
I want you to have a great night. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't know if Suk will be here.
Wild card.
Yeah, it's kind of a wild card day.
Wild card, bitches!
So, I know I'll be here. Because I love sports.
Wake up, bitch. You're my new best friend.
And I don't care who knows that.
I also will be here tomorrow.
Hell yeah. Everybody have a wonderful evening and
your Murray State play. Racers.
Double play.
Just closed it out.
Wait. Oh, is that an auto out? Yeah. Oh, wow. Wait, let me explain that before we go so we don't leave a cliffhanger. Wow, what a mustache.
Yeah.
A ground ball shortstop. Duke player tries to take out the second baseman. Does. And so they call the guy out at first as well.
Like basically interference with the defender. So, and the Duke coach is now asking that they go look at it. But
yeah, they're going to review it. But if...
Oh, imagine if you dogpile and then you go back. And
that's what they're doing. They're dogpiling.
I know. Imagine if they have to get off the field and they reverse this call and then they lose.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Wow. All right. Well, they think the game's over, but now they have to review it. We'll be back tomorrow to talk all about it and take your calls on it for 4 hours, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Red ships of Spain. Red ships of Spain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.